Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Jeremy Skillington, who's CEO at Poolbeg Pharma. How are you today, Jeremy?
I am good, Zach. Good to be speaking with you.
Well, we haven't spoken for quite a while, and in the meantime, Poolbeg has continued to make progress. But in terms of, you know, just the lay of the land, the London stock market, you know, tends to be a sort of resources, mining and oil and gas, and biotech companies don't get quite the love maybe that they deserve. How has Poolbeg managed to snap this pattern, and how much more of a re-rate do you think you can achieve given the sector you're in?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. You're right about the AIM market. You know, I think with Poolbeg though, you know, we've been very vocal. Let's say we've made really good progress with our pipeline. You know, pushing forward POD001. We've identified a key market where there's a key unmet medical needs. You know, we have terrific data on the back of that, and I think that's, you know, that's exciting. You know, we're applying AI technologies as well to our very unique infectious disease data sets. And I think we've identified some interesting targets and drugs for infectious disease, such as flu and RSV. And I think, you know, we're kind of getting the word out there. I think a lot of it is just regular communication, you know, keeping in touch with the investors, giving them the frequent updates. You know, I go to several kind of, you know, presentations and, face-to-face conferences, et cetera. I think they appreciate that. But I think it's communication, but I think it's the hard work in the background from the team, you know, that are driving these programs forward. And, you know, as we stated, we have kind of lofty ambitions as well, you know, starting in AIM, but, you know, with a hope to eventually, you know, end up on NASDAQ. But as we say, we have a terrific team in place. We've got a terrific pipeline. I just think it's the regular communication to, you know, to inform everybody what we're doing. So whether it's bucking the trend, you know, not too sure. I think for us, it's just, you know, keeping our head down and moving things forward at pace. And I think, we've done a terrific job of that over the last few years. And I think the investors appreciate that. And I see a bright future for Poolbeg, as does the management team and staff.
I mean, one of the points you mentioned artificial intelligence, one of the, you know, many companies try and tag on to artificial intelligence because it's a hot, area at the moment. Is Poolbeg actually a play on AI if people are interested in AI?
We certainly believe so. You know, obviously we're not an AI company ourselves, but we've collaborated with AI companies, and it's interesting, as you know, from a historical standpoint, we spun out of hVIVO, who run human viral challenge studies using healthy volunteers, infecting them with either influenza or RSV as examples, and you track the progress of the disease and then the resolution of the disease. And what the team at hVIVO did was take a lot of samples, and these are kind of blood samples, looking at the immune system responding, this gene expression, protein expression profiling, looking at viral loads. So on each individual volunteer, they had a wealth of data to understand the disease. And as an example, for influenza, they did this to 130 volunteers. So it's a huge data set. You know, any scientist would be kind of bowled over by the amount of data that came out of those studies. And this is where AI comes in. You need, you know, these kind of large supercomputers, these, you know, built out algorithms to understand what's going on essentially under the hood of an infectious disease. And, you know, there's no way we could have done this manually in the lab. And I think, you know, having AI was able to kind of sift through this huge, huge volume of quality data to understand, you know, infection and infection progression and resolution. And I think that, you know, so we do see ourselves as an AI player using the tools that AI provides, you know, these, you know, machine learning. And as I say, these algorithms that help us identify the disease and come up with new drugs and targets. And, you know, we had a terrific collaboration with Israeli company Cytoreason and a US company, 1-3 Biotech, and very happy with the progress of those. And now we're pushing those forwards, looking for collaborators to push forward these novel targets, these disease targets, as well as novel drugs to treat those diseases. So very excited about that play. And as I say, I think we've done a nice job, you know, leveraging the AI technologies out there for our own benefit.
The other point I think at the moment is that, you know, Poolbeg, you know, you're sort of firing on, you know, many different cylinders. You've got very, you know, many irons in the fire in terms of projects and everything else, and that can be sometimes confusing to investors. Which particular area, which particular drug or treatment do you think is, you know, your sort of favorite child in terms of what you're doing?
I love all my children equally. Isn't that the saying? But no, but I think we'll start with kind of what's most advanced. I think POLB001. Now, this is a program, interestingly, initially we saw that the target of POLB001, P38 MAP kinase, has a role to play in the cytokine storm associated with infectious diseases. And that's kind of, well known, well understood. But through some kind of clever insights, the team here identified a next generation of issues, you could say. So in the cancer immunotherapy space, now the next generation of cancer treatments will be using these cancer immunotherapy drugs that activate the immune system or block certain aspects of the immune system. But they're basically trying to engage the immune system to go after the tumors. And they're doing a terrific job of that. They're seeing very good efficacy from these drugs, in particular what's called a CAR T cell therapy, as well as bispecific antibodies. And they engage an arm of the immune system called T cells to kind of go after the tumors. But there's an unwanted, unfortunate side effect that you get these cytokine storms that happen. Now, certainly in the cancer setting, there's that wave of kind of risk and benefit. Are you okay with having these side effects if the drug works very well? And the answer to that is yes, but the challenge with the healthcare system is that when these patients, they're at risk of getting cytokine storms, they have to stay in the hospitals in these dedicated cancer settings, cancer hospitals. And what that does, then it takes up beds. So it's kind of slows the process. The patients are benefiting, but it slows the ability of getting these cancer immunotherapies to more patients, and it's putting weight on the healthcare system as they have to treat these patients who get the cytokine storm. So we see that POLB001 has a role to play in this, and we see we can give this in advance of getting the cancer immunotherapy, so it's a prophylactic. And we've been engaging with pharma companies to run a clinical trial with their drug. And this is what's exciting. Pharma companies see the benefit of this. They're willing to give us drug to run a clinical trial to test this proof of concept. And we see if it works in one drug, it works in the many other cancer immunotherapy drugs that are out there. So very excited about the route, the route that that's taking. And as I say, being clinical stage, it's obviously a significant value to the company. But we also, as I say, have other programs coming through in the background as well. I mentioned the AI programs as well. And we have an oral GLP-1 program. So GLP-1s are very exciting right now for diabetes and obesity. And most of those drugs have to be given by injection. So we've got an oral formulation that we're pushing forward into kind of manufacturing and talking to regulators, et cetera. So we want to get that human proof of concept data very soon as well. So very excited about those. And of course, we have talked about looking at bringing in other programs too, just to kind of build out the pipeline. Because again, this kind of ambition of ultimately ending up on NASDAQ, we'll have a nice attractive pipeline of products to drive forward.
Finally, the pedigree of the management of any company is obviously very important. With small caps, it's even more important. What experience does Poolbeg's former Amrit management bring to the table?
Oh, yeah. Listen, we were very excited that late last year, early this year, we brought on John McAvoy to head up our legal. And again, these are all ex-Amrit. And I'll tell the Amrit story that they were founded back in 2016 with the list in our name in 2016. Cathal Friel was one of the co-founders, and they kind of grew the company on AIM. They went to NASDAQ and listed over there. And John McAvoy was the head of legal at Amrit and was responsible for all of that activity, getting the licensing deals, getting projects and programs into their pipeline, listing on NASDAQ, and ultimately getting the M&A transaction across the line with Chiesi Pharmaceutica, an Italian rare and orphan disease company. And that was the beginning of 2023. So John was responsible for that. So Cathal, as many people know, I mean, he has extraordinary vision, and he's thinking that we've done this once with Amrit, let's do it again. So bring in the management team, let's go with the same 2.0 strategy. We brought on Shore Capital as our joint brokers recently, but John is going to drive the legals. We have Dave Almond, who's our chief business officer, who ultimately will be driving all of our commercial activities, again, in the rare and orphan disease setting. And then we brought on board Laura Maher to head up clinical operations. And again, vast experience among the three of those, to complement, the existing or the pre-existing management team at Poolbeg. So we're very, as I say, complementary for all of our, skills and experiences and knowledge. So we see, terrific potential for Poolbeg now. All the pieces are in place and driving that forward, as I say, to grow the company, move our programs forward, and drive up shareholder value. And as I say, to your point earlier on, I won't say buck the trend, at the AIM market, but we do see that we're very focused on driving shareholder value, driving the programs forward, and getting drugs to patients who need them most, and in these significant markets. So very excited about the present, but also very excited about the future of Poolbeg.
Well, we look forward to that. In the meantime, Jeremy Skillington, CEO at Poolbeg Pharma, thank you very much indeed.
Appreciate it, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.